This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about the Nationals with Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com. Mark, I was kind of hoping the Nats were going to put a little hay in the barn here in their quest to chase down the Tigers to make sure they don't have the worst record in modern history. Not off to the best start at Wrigley Field against the Cubs as they dropped game one of the series yesterday.
No, and it was kind of another one of those games, Grant, where they get down early. They try to get a little something going, but never really felt like they were in it. And it's another loss, and it just feels like this is who they are. I mean, they are officially on pace for 110 losses now. And you look at the remaining schedule, all the division games in September they've got to play. They're 9-41, 42, I believe, and lost track within the division. And they're playing a Cubs team here that has the second-worst record in the National League. And if you can't beat them, then it's hard to see how they come up with another 15 wins this year. And that just gets them to 51. So it's the race is on to the bottom, and it's not going to be pretty the rest of the way.
I joked about that Tigers team. I think it's 8 wins that they need to ensure that they're not the worst team in modern baseball history, because that win total was in the low 40s. I can find you 9 or 10 just because it's baseball, right? I mean, that's going to happen. They got a month and a half.
Yeah, but as we've seen, look, the hope would be, the saving grace here would be that before this is all said and done, we are starting to see some more interesting young guys who give them a little bit of a chance. So whether it's Cade Cavalli, C.J. Abrams at shortstop, Mackenzie Gore, assuming that he's healthy before the season is over, that both makes it more interesting and compelling, but also maybe even gives them a better chance to win. I mean, the 5 starting pitchers are putting out there right now, for the most part, are not giving them much of a chance. I mean, the crazy thing, Anibal Sanchez last night gets to the 6th inning. At that point, he'd only given up 3 runs. That's like a major success for them to have gotten that. They didn't get anything close to that kind of start in about a week. So that's how low the bar has been set from their starting pitching. If they can't get anything remotely resembling a decent start, they don't really have a chance because they don't have the kind of lineup that can outslug anybody.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep myself from getting really annoyed and you know, making it a daily assault here on the Cade Cavalli call-up. But I am frustrated, and I'm sure he's more frustrated than I am. He's closing in on 30 AAA starts dating back to last year. This no longer has anything to do about service time manipulation. So what gives here?
I think this genuinely is the organization saying we need to make sure, 100% sure, that he is ready. We don't want to call him up here and either have him struggle. And the other part of it is they're really watching his innings because they know that he hasn't pitched a lot in his professional or even college career. They don't want to get to a point they say, well, we have to now shut him down, and so he can't finish out the year. So I think that's part of it. If you call him up now, then he makes a few starts, but if it struggles or if you're worried about the innings load, now you're shutting him down. I think they would rather just wait this out, and then once they call him up, he's here for good. But I agree, it's getting to a point that you're like, what is the rationale anymore? Is there that much harm in his development and bringing up? What they would tell you is they're not going to make the decision based on what's going on with the major league team. They're going to do it strictly based on his readiness and where they think that is for his development.
And I'm obviously not arguing with you. I'm kind of rebutting their logic, which is what you're providing. But innings are innings, whether they're in AAA or the big leagues. He's pitching anyway. So if that's 5 innings at a time or 6 innings occasionally in AAA, or he's doing that at the big league level, he's still shooting the bullets. It's just at a different level. So I don't really get that one. I think you could even control him.
The one thing there, they could say, hey, we're going to hold you to 3 or 4 innings tonight, or if the pitch count gets high, we can just pull you, whereas in a big league game, you're less likely to do that. But you're in a hopeless situation here. You can say you're trying to win big league games, but you don't necessarily have to do that. We've already seen where they're at. Is it the end of the world if he came up here and they just pulled him out for 4 innings? Probably not the end of the world.
Yeah, he would be going probably the second longest of any of their starters on average. if he went four innings every time he threw the rest of the way. But the other thing is this idea that, like, he can't fail, God forbid, that he'd crawl into the fetal position and cry and write letters home. I just don't play that game. Like, I don't understand it. I think that there is a value to getting guys to the big leagues and allowing them to work through things and to fail, especially at a time where you're kind of failing largely in anonymity, right? I mean, they're not going to have nearly as many people at the ballpark, and that's what the rest of this season, to me, should be about. And other teams do it with guys equally as important to them as Cavalli all the time. I mean, the Nats used to do it here. So I just, look, if it was last year, which I still thought it was strange you didn't get a cup of coffee in September, whatever, not worth going crazy about. But I don't know, maybe it's just that the Paolo Espino and Anibal Sanchez starts driving me nuts, but I'm having a hard time with this at this point.
Yeah, you're probably not alone in that, I'm sure. And to me, I think there are baseball decisions here to make, but I think it's also fair to say there are some, like, emotional decisions here. And, like, strictly from an emotional standpoint, don't you want, before the end of this season, to be able to say, hey, here are three or four potential building blocks for our future? I know it's been a terrible year. I know we've stripped this thing all the way down to the bare bones, but here's a glimmer of what may be coming in the future. Don't you want to see that both for yourself and to show your fans that, hey, stick with us on this thing? So here's C.J. Abrams. Here's Mackenzie Gore. Here's Cade Cavalli and, you know, a few others. Like, I've got to believe somewhere in their hearts they want to feel that that is an important thing to do here at some point and that it's not just straight up baseball decisions.
Yeah, that's really well said. Mark does an awesome job covering the Nats. He's in Chicago eating some deep dish pizza, watching some baseball at Wrigley this week. Check him out, massinsports.com. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, Grant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.